Hello, everyone, and welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week, as always, by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And in this episode, we are revisiting a topic that we did a few months ago that was very, very popular. And we got so many emails that we decided to do a second round of the best and worst cast member experiences at Walt Disney World. So we had asked folks to send in their stories, best or worst experiences with a cast member, and we got some doozies this time. So we're going to start off in this episode. We're going to discuss the worst cast member experiences, and Sean has been diligently following these for a while now, so we're going to let him read number four.
Well, we only have three.
Or three,
but
sorry.
I can read number three. So, all right. Number three. Hello, Diz Unplugged crew. I enjoy your top three worst cast members' experiences today. We've had many, many wonderful experiences at Disney World over the years, but we will never forget this one very bad cast member encounter. About 15 years ago, we climbed onto the bus taking us back to our resort after the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. The bus was full, standing room only, as it was going to several different resorts. It was dark, and we looked forward to a peaceful ride back to the resort. The driver was an older woman, maybe 50-ish.
Which I take exception to. We are not older women.
She was
50 is the new 30, okay? 50 is the new 30.
She very loudly told everyone to hang on tight, and she'd get us back to our resorts as quickly as possible. She was not joking about hanging on, because she took off very quickly, giving everyone whiplash if they were sitting down, and nearly knocking the standing passengers off their feet. She was taking curves throughout Fort Wilderness so fast that people were screaming for her to slow down. The bus felt like it would tip over. I don't know if she was off her meds, drunk, or going postal. I was just sitting on the edge of the bench seat trying to hold on to my small child in my lap and not fall into the aisle. I had just had major wrist surgery, so didn't have the use of two hands to hang onto my seat, plus hanging onto my child. The man sitting next to me held my arm so I wouldn't fall off my seat. My husband was standing nearby with our other small child in his arms, trying to get a hold onto the bar and not drop the child onto the floor. People were screaming and begging her to stop the bus and let them off, but she wouldn't slow down and kept yelling that we should just all be quiet. It felt like a hostage runaway bus movie. Passengers that weren't shocked into silence, I'm sure they were praying, were yelling that we were going to report her, but she didn't care, apparently. I was never, ever so happy to get off a Disney bus and felt like kissing the ground, being so thankful to return to our resort safely. It was a miracle no one fell down and got hurt on that bus. I don't know what ended up happening to the driver. There were plenty of passengers who were going to report her, so I'm sure that that did happen. We went back to our room and put our child to bed and had a drink. It was truly terrifying at the time, but we can chuckle about it now. Respectfully submitted. Don't say their names.
Yeah, we're good.
Cool. Person. You know who you are. Yes. So, you know who it was.
You know, some of these that we get in, and, you know, the three of us kind of went through a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, just don't ring true.
Right.
Others, you know, I think people's expectations were overblown.
Yeah.
This one just struck me as, yeah, I think this actually happened.
Yeah. I can see the rare incident, like something like this happens. I mean, there's always, I've read through all of the, like, as you guys have been sending them in, like, I'm kind of behind scenes, like, reading emails and stuff. I've read through everything you've sent, like, some people are very colorful with their wording choices of like, where I'm like, oh, okay. Like where people are like in anguish, high blah, 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 you know, whatever the situation is. So it gets a little eye rolly at points, but this one or whatever, I was like, okay, cool. Like I could see this happening.
This
like,
is the, and this is also now, you know, the second time that we've had
a crazy bus driver
story. Yeah. You know, one of ours last time was about the trust bus driver who did a beer run, the Magical Express driver who did a beer run.
I'll wait for the next one though.
But, do you want to read the next one?
No, but it's another bus driver.
Okay.
These Disney bus drivers.
So go ahead, Sean. Go do number two.
All right, number two. Hi to everyone at Diz Unplugged. I just listened to your top three worst cast member experiences and wanted to share my own. Last fall, my family and I stayed at the cabins at Fort Wilderness. What is happening at Fort Wilderness? Like,
yeah,
that's
really
where the last one was. We, along with a boatload of people, had just gotten back from a very late evening at Magic Kingdom. We boarded a resort bus to take us from the settlement to our cabin. It was a decently full bus, which of course makes several stops at the various loops. You know how it is when you stay late for extra magic hours and you board a bus and it's eerily quiet with the little kids and adults nodding off and everyone in a zombie-like state and just ready for bed. Some cast members will even turn off, or at least turn down, the bus music or audio just out of courtesy. Well, tonight was very different. Our cast member came over the bus intercom and announced that she was Tina, the bus driver, and that she wasn't just any bus driver, she was a singing bus driver, and that she needed to sing to keep herself awake this late at night. She then proceeds to turn on some playlist on her phone and, while driving, shuffle through portions of songs from the Beatles to House of the Rising Sun, all the while holding the intercom up to her pocket where apparently her phone was being held. She then proceeded to sing at the top of her lungs in an almost drunken off-key manner. Like nails on a chalkboard, it's 1:45 a.m. I could see all this from the rearview mirror and the reflection on the bus glass to see that she was not only driving one-handed and alternatively fumbling with her phone and the intercom, which made me not feel very safe at all. I looked around to see families very irritated, and everyone had this bleak, hopeless look about them, and many were looking around at each other like, is this for real? She even acted like she was taking requests and clearly thought it was super funny, but nobody cared. Not a single person on the bus laughed or anything. I'm all about cast members having fun, but when you are purposefully being annoying that late at night and you seem more concerned about your entertainment value to guests than the safety on the road, and no one was laughing or enjoying it, then that is a problem to me. I encountered her twice on my trip at Fort Wilderness, and both times were the exact same thing. She made a 5 to 10 minute bus drive feel like forever, and I definitely did not feel the safest when she was pulling her phone out, especially at Fort Wilderness, where there is a lot of wildlife that venture onto the road at nighttime. Also, safety comes well before show and guest service there. I did leave a complaint about her on our guest vacation survey that they send after the trip is over, so hopefully her idea of fun is no more. Ugh. So.
No, this one's great because not only can I totally picture it, but also, like, read the room, lady.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Learn to read the bus, you know? Yeah. That it's...
It's fun to be the zany, like, I mean, it's already not safe that she's doing this with her intercom.
Well, no,
not
having both hands on the wheel and being, you know, basically distracted driving.
Right. So that's bad, number one. But two, like, the joke's not hitting and you're just trying to be the zany driver that everyone thinks is hilarious and funny, but no one thinks is funny, it's like, all right, like, this is clearly not working. People just want to sleep. Turn the lights off. I don't know. This is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those ones, though, where, like, after you survive it, it's hilarious. But, like, while it's happening, it's like...
I don't know that I'd be laughing if my bus driver was, you know, driving around and doing stuff
fumbling
on her phone.
With her phone, yeah.
I don't think I'd be laughing about it.
I think for me, it's just picturing, like... I know how that is, like, coming down to vacation at Disney and you just spent from, like, open to close at the parks,
mm-hmm.
and you just are questioning, like, why you're even at Disney at that point, because you're just like, I get it was a fun day, but right now I forgot all the fun I had and I just want to get back to my
bed,
hotel, and to my bed. So yeah, I actually probably wouldn't have even sat there quiet. I would have been like, you need to shut up so that we can, like, get back to this room. There's no way I would have sat through that, but I'm that kind of person, so.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Go ahead and give us number one.
Okay, number one. Hi, I wanted to share my story. November 2014, my mother and I went to Disney from Australia, staying at the Yacht Club. I woke up one morning and my mother was barely breathing. I called 911 and she was rushed to the Celebration emergency room, where she was put into a coma. Although being taken from the room and management demanding her details as we left in the ambulance, I never heard from management again. I was going back to the hotel to change my clothes and shower, but otherwise I was at the hospital. 2 days later, I was told by the doctors that she probably wasn't going to make it and that I needed to let the insurance company know that the casket transport home may be required. I returned to the hotel in tears, uncontrollably sobbing, to be greeted in the hotel foyer by a cast member saying, "Cheer up, have a magical day." I was also denied a late checkout because they needed the room. Happy ending, though. Mom did pull through, and the insurance company paid the medical bills.
This... I can't imagine. I mean, the cheer up, have a magical day, that's just unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
That one's not the cast member's fault. The needing a room, though, and them not granting that to her with the situation, that's
a late checkout. Whoa. Yeah.
I know the people that are fans of the Yacht Club are going to get angry at me. This doesn't surprise me at all. I think it's the worst. I think it's the worst resort at Walt Disney World right now. And, you know, every poll that we've done, every poll that we've taken, especially over the last couple of years, rating resorts, Yacht Club comes either dead last or very close to dead last.
So this service is consistent?
I feel it is. It's why I stopped staying there. I've had so many failures, either in the rooms being really run down and not anywhere close to up to par for a Disney Deluxe resort, to problems with cast members at that resort, you know, and it's I wish I could say that I'm surprised by this, but I'm not. Now I haven't been there in a while, and it's probably time I check it out again and give it a look with some fresh eyes. But you know, I'm just, based on my experiences, things I've heard anecdotally from other people, like I said, polls that we've done, this is all consistent. Sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly. It's a beautiful resort. It's a beautiful resort. And at one time, it was extraordinarily popular. And I know there are a lot of people who love it. I'm not taking anything away from that. Your experiences have probably been different than mine, probably been different than this woman's. But yeah, it's unforgivable.
I really wonder how this incident would have happened with needing a late checkout, especially in the circumstances that this listener was in. I wonder how it would have played out at a different Disney resort. And I mean,
we've heard stories. We've heard stories of amazing things being done by the resorts for guests when something awful and unexpected like this happens. You know, I won't go into details, but recently I had an experience in Epcot where someone I was traveling with had a medical issue. Thankfully, it wasn't serious, but I got to tell you, those cast members were absolutely amazing. Hmm. Amazing how they responded, how they took care of things, how they...
Having compassion.
And because, you know, we were interrupting... You know, obviously this interrupted our day. They were ready to hand us a fistful of fast passes. Mm-hmm. No idea. You know, they didn't know who I was. They didn't know what I do for a living. So this was just them being great cast members. Mm-hmm. And we had decided to leave because that was, you know, going to be easier on my friend. But, you know, they were wonderful. That's how a medical issue should be handled. And we've consistently heard stories over the years, and recently in particular, of resorts just going out of their way to make it easier and in any way they can help when something like this happens. So to hear a story like this, you know, fortunately, it's the exception, by far the exception at Walt Disney World, not the rule. But I can't say that I'm very surprised to hear that this was an experience at the Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't blow me up with emails about how wonderful the Yacht Club is. You're not wrong. If you love the Yacht Club, you're not wrong. And neither am I. Those have been my experiences. That's all. There are a lot of people that love the Yacht Club, so don't blow me up. But that, not surprised.
Really sad.
It is. All right. So those are our three worst cast member stories for this round of this. If you have stories you'd like to share with us, good or bad, about cast member experiences you've had. podcast@disunplugged.com is the email address. And maybe your story will make it in to another episode. So that is going to do it for us. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back with you again next week with another episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Have a great week, everybody.